May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for inviting me to join you on this happy occasion, and many, many congratulations. As we sung in the opening hymn, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided, we bring our thanks today. Our identity as Mothers Union is as a global women-led movement, united in our diversity and living out our faith. We support individuals and families to transform their lives. Embedded in the church and our community, we have unprecedented reach to give voice to the stigmatized and vulnerable around the world. And our theme this year is building hope and confidence. This follows on from the themes for the past 2 years, in which we've looked at how we, as Mothers Union, listen, observe, and act. And Central MU, having listened to what members across the world have said, feel that it's important for us to build hope and confidence, not only in ourselves, but in those we serve. Building hope and confidence has been placed at the heart of our call to support individuals and families to transform their lives. As we build our hope and confidence in God, we will be inspired and equipped to build both in others, in both a local and a global context. Our themed resources for this year aim to help us to live out our faith, to build that hope and confidence in ourselves, as well as we support others, and to nurture our faith as we continue to walk forward in step with God. Confidence is a gift of God's Spirit, and in our reading from Corinthians, Paul's confidence wasn't in his intelligence or his speaking ability, but in knowing the Holy Spirit was helping and guiding him through what he had to do. Our own confidence grows out of our reliance on God, and self-sufficiency is an enemy if we can always believe we can do it on our own. We'll sing the hymn, All Our Hope in God is Founded. And if we put our trust in God, we can be confident of our success. But we should remember that confidence is required if we wish to serve God. Matthew's Gospel tells us that we must have genuine faith behind our actions and remember that God judges our hearts as well as our deeds. We should be just as concerned about our thoughts and our attitudes, which no one else can see, as with our actions, which everyone sees. In verses 14 to 16, Jesus spoke of himself as the light of the world, and as his disciples, we are to shine his light into the dark places or circumstances, wherever they may be. The Bible makes it clear that our foundation for building hope and confidence is God and his word. These are the rock on which to build our lives to withstand whatever we encounter in life. This year, we'll be asking members how we can, as Mothers Union, help others to build their lives on a more solid foundation, and asking members to tell us of any local initiatives, especially those which provide practical ways to build hope and confidence in those we support. With a theme of building hope and confidence, it's important for us to recognise all that we do through our members and our supporters, to care for families both locally and globally. knowing what is being achieved and what we can do to further those achievements, allows us to be confident that other goals can be attained, and also to promote the outreach of Mothers Union to a wider audience, because, as most of us know, sadly, we're still thought of as the Anglican Church's best-kept secret. When I spoke to the branch last year about that year's theme, listening, observing, and acting, and stepping out with God, we thought about what, as a group, you'd like to be more engaged with in your local community. And after that meeting, I was really pleased to hear from Brenda about your contact with Stork Valley Schools Trust following a visit to the branch by Nicola Williamson. The challenge is, though, perhaps, now celebrating 100 years as a branch and having confidence in the work of Mothers Union, you will have the confidence to become involved in something else, perhaps promoting something similar in your congregation or to your local community. I think it's true to say that sometimes we don't recognise gifts in ourselves. And many of us will, on occasion, compliment someone on their talent or ability, only for them to seem surprised, as they don't see it in themselves. If we are to start building hope and confidence within Mothers Union, we need to start by building confidence in ourselves and acknowledging and using the gifts that others see in us. We offer support to individuals and families through our various initiatives, our aim being to bring about change for good, not only in practical ways, but also in building confidence and hope for the future. I'd like to tell you about two programmes run by the Mothers Union, which have built hope and given confidence, one in the UK and one in Ethiopia. The UK programme uses facilitator-led Bible studies with church groups to encourage them to foster economic, social, and physical transformation within their communities, helped build the confidence of all those who participated. Sue, the MU families worker, ran a coffee morning on Wednesdays at a local primary school in the local town, and she had the confidence to share one of the creative Bible monologues with the group of mothers who met there. She recounts how amazing it was that the room became silent as people heard the Bible story of the woman who touched Jesus' cloak, for many, for the very first time. They were able to relate this to their own lives and how they or others had felt rejected or isolated. And it gave those women the confidence to share some of their deepest emotions and experiences. This group is not only continuing today, but there's been an offshoot from the group, Mum and Me, which is a Bible study group for mums who want to go deeper into how the Bible relates to their lives. And one of the mums has also taken the step of being baptized. In Ethiopia, the early marriage group for girls, who've an arranged early marriage and they become pregnant, it's very common for them to die in childbirth. And if they marry, they commonly have to drop out of school, especially if they become pregnant. The group want the girls to stay in education and to know the dangers of early marriage. The girls graduate from the program in 2 years. Others are already waiting to participate. They're considering whom among the older girls they could choose as two further facilitators to run a second group simultaneously. The current group starting in October 2018 and will end in October 2020. Anokoni, who is 19, says, This is something that God has given to me. I thought I'd get married or 16 or 17, and my family wanted to arrange it because they wanted to collect the dowry. It is the culture, the tradition. I quarreled with my parents because I had heard of the dangers of early marriage. Because of this group, I had the strength to say no. But my family chased me from my home. I'm now part of the church and have seen some of my age mates in a terrible situation. They have many problems and are suffering a lot. Some are already pregnant, some with children. I have been given the strength not to marry, even if my relatives reject me. I know now that I will finish my education. I can marry much later. I want to be a role model for the other girls in the group and a teacher for the others. I could be in a group and start a small business so we can plan for the future. I'm now in the second year of college. I'm doing a road construction course, and I have one more year before graduation. This year, let us not only celebrate this branch being 100 years old, but also where there is change for good, and where we can do our small part to increase hope and confidence, both in those being helped and those supporting them. And a prayer. Lord, you have given us the gift of life, the gift of time, and the gift of love. You have given us gifts unique to ourselves, some visible, others unseen to others. Whatever gifts we have received from you, Lord, let us be faithful in using them well, with hope and in confidence. Amen.